One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM?
You do find some relationships that, like, couples get bored though, well, in marriages and end up getting divorced.
Yeah, but we all get bored with certain things. You fight your way through it.
Fight?
You fight your way through it.
How can you fight boredom?
You can do.
What?
You make an effort.
In what way?
You wonder why you're having a fallout. You wonder why you're having an argument, and you put it right.
So you fight for the marriage?
Yes.
I like
yes.
that. Yeah.
I've nearly left about 8 times, but I think, no, stay. I'm Alan Brazil at the world-famous London Bridge Hotel, and it's time for another debrief. I'm alongside Gabby. Gabby at Bon Lahore, of course. Gabby, how are you?
I'm very well, Alan. What's your choice of drink today?
A wee Moretti. I feel Italian today.
Why?
So a wee Moretti.
Why is that? Al Pacino?
It's Alfonso Day in Milan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what's
and
that
I watched Medici last night.
Oh, lovely.
I'm only kidding.
Okay.
I don't know.
I believe
I just
you
feel I'm thirsty, that's why.
Have you recovered from last week? You had a headache and didn't want to do the
debrief?
Yeah,
well, it's that building in there. There's no windows open and bugs go around, Gab. So, yeah, I'm fine now. I'm not 100%, but I'm feeling a bit better.
Dino filled in for you. He's still talking, Dino. We had to cut it short. So, thanks for coming back, Alan. We appreciate it.
So what's happening, Gab? Why are you dressed like a hip-hopper?
Why am I dressed normal for once?
No, why do you have the bonnet on?
Not like a train robber. It's nice to make an effort sometimes, mate.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, you know, you look as if you think you're 21 again.
I'd love to be 21 again, you know.
Any?
Heading off to
Charlie
Vegas.
Brown. You know Charlie Brown with them cartoon peanuts?
No, I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
Is
he's
it?
Cool.
Actor and Wrexham owner Ryan Reynolds has got some of his players in the latest Marvel movie, Deadpool and Wolverine. Club record signing Ollie Palmer appears as an extra in a bar scene. Alan, can you recall the time you were almost an extra in Escape to Victory?
I wouldn't have been an extra. I was...
The main man?
Well, I wouldn't say main man, but I'd have been in the cast. Don't worry about that.
Really?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What year was this?
That was, I tell you what it was, Gab, that was 79, I think. 79 and 80. And I was actually playing for Scotland. We played Poland, and then we played Hungary. And I ended up in the Hilton Hotel in Budapest.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, in Budapest. I don't know if you've been there, Gab.
Yeah, it's in Hungary.
Two cities, Budapest, spanning the River Danube. Beautiful.
Budapest or Bucharest?
No, Budapest. And Pest.
In Hungary, yeah.
Yes.
Bucharest is Romania.
I said Budapest,
okay,
you tube.
Okay.
Right? So, I'm in the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
And producer came up and said, you're Mr. Brazil, aren't you? Pleased to meet you. We're filming a movie about World War II. Yeah. He says, some of you guys are coming out and they're going to be in the film, Escape to Victory. Anyway, got chatting, would I stay over, stay on? I'd been away for about 3.5 weeks. And I thought, nah, I'm going home.
Okay.
And to be honest, I could have stayed, and Bobby Robson had something to do with it. It was Angelica Houston daughter of John Huston, the famous producer. She was putting all together. Michael Caine was there, Sylvester Stallone, Bobby Moore, people like that. And I'll be honest, I went home. I decided not to do it. And every Christmas when it comes on, I think, I wish I'd have stayed, to be honest.
Stayed and done.
Yeah, should have done. Yeah,
well, Pele. Pele was in that film.
Ardiles, Cassie Dennis. Yeah.
Oh, and you
yeah.
never made it?
No, I decided not to.
Right? You sure?
Johnny Wark, Russell Osman, Kevin O'Callaghan, Paul Cooper, the goalkeeper. Johnny Wark had one line to say. They walked in the POW camp.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll take the top bunk. And the American producer said, what'd that guy just say? He said, I'll take the top bunk.
Top bunk. They know what bunk means.
They couldn't understand them.
Shut up.
Glaswegian as well, couldn't understand them.
Top bunk.
Yeah, they got a voiceover to do it. Ridiculous.
Interesting.
It was a bit corny, to be honest, Gab. If I recall, when they're about to escape, the big communal bath caves in, and that's the tunnel out.
Oh, okay.
And Russell Osman stops and says, hold on a minute, guys. This is half time.
Yep.
We can still win this. So instead of escaping, they go back out in the field and win it. A joke, absolute joke.
Former TalkSport presenter Johnny Vaughan has revealed that his Wikipedia page claims he used to work in a sex shop. He denies it and has to change it on two occasions. Have you ever read your Wikipedia page, and have you ever had to change it, Al?
No, my daughters have done it for me, because some of them are wrong. Appearances and goals and stuff like that are wrong.
What? They'll give you too many goals?
No, not enough, Gab. Not enough, not enough.
Do you know Andy Jacobs on his Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Is the current electric scooter land speed world record holder after averaging 132.7 miles an hour over three attempts through the Kew Gardens in Chiswick, London.
Load of bollocks.
This is what they can do, though. I don't know how you do it, but someone changed mine before.
A load of bollocks.
I don't know how to do it.
Andy Jacobs in a Ferrari couldn't do that. He's 97. He couldn't do that.
But apparently, you can.
And as for Johnny Vaughan, I think you may find. Please don't sue me, Johnny. But he may have been ejected from a football ground just recently.
Really? Was it an Everton game?
I'm not saying that, but that is the rumour flying around. Johnny, I love Johnny. He's good as gold. He used to work with us. Good as gold.
But he got thrown out of game?
I think so.
Happens.
We thought it was someone else, but it wasn't.
He having a good time on it?
He got huckled out. Well, what I don't understand is his side won 6-0.
Matt Barr, the man with Britain's largest penis, has a book out revealing his struggles in dating and even getting booted out of a yoga class. Do you have any sympathy for him, Alan? What horrible things to have.
Could you repeat that question, Gabby?
So, your mate Matt Barr apparently has Britain's
known
largest
to his mates
penis.
As big dick. Yeah, go on.
He has Britain's largest penis.
How do you know that?
I don't know. Mum's reading off the sheet. I don't know him, mate, to be honest. But one of the girls told me that he has the largest penis in Britain.
And
he's bringing a book out revealing that he struggles in dating.
Well, no wonder. It's that
he's
big.
He's been booted out of a yoga class. That's harsh, though, isn't it?
A yoga class, mate. So he's there with a leotard on. And people think he's scratching his ankle, and it's not.
Calm down. How excited is he, though?
Hey? You haven't. Have you?
Shut up.
It's too big. It's like a horse.
Oh, no. Well, no, you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that. No. No, you'd scare people off. Half and half.
Yeah, it's a tricky question, Alan, but it can't be safe.
No. Well, I feel sorry for the guy, you know, because, you know, he just... Too much. It's too much.
Yeah,
too
yeah, much. Yeah. Quality, isn't it? Not quantity.
Gab, this is maybe a sports chat.
Sorry, mate. Can we dump that part?
Dear.
Are you putting a question in to get us sacked? So using the phrase saying back in your day could be considered age harassment, according to an unemployment judge.
Yeah.
So if someone said this in the build-up to your 65th birthday, Alan, would you complain?
No. Would I complain?
Alan, do you know what it reminds me about back in the day? A scene in Sopranos. Tony Soprano says in the scene, remember when is the lowest form of convo?
Is the lowest?
Lowest form of convo. When he went to Miami, I met the guy in the wheelchair. What's his name now? Bainesy. But do you have a problem with it?
No, I don't have a problem much things.
Back in your day, I said
before, the world's gone mad. You can't say anything now. And I just don't know where it's all come from.
Yeah.
I really don't.
It does make you as well when you're working on the radio or TV. You're scared to speak.
I'm not.
Aren't you? I'm scared to speak, mate. Because you can't say what you want to say because you know you're going to be cancelled.
No.
And we've got our producers always dumping what we say, Al. Our producers are always dumping our stuff.
Yeah, but they haven't got a clue, have they? You know. But you know what the greatest about? They're all failed presenters, aren't they?
But how can that affect you, Al? Like, why would someone be angry at someone saying, remember when, back in the day?
Because, listen, Gab, I could sit here for 3 hours and talk about this.
So, Al, it's time for a new feature. That was the woke that was.
Yes.
Has something happened this week that has irritated you? Pep Guardiola threatened to boycott the media over fixture scheduling. Goodies legend Graham Garden reckons that wokeness would have cancelled the show if it was in the modern era.
Correct. Yeah, but Fawlty Towers.
Oh, yeah, remember them shows?
Even Fools and Horses now.
Little Britain.
Love Thy Neighbour, if you go back a long time ago. Listen, it's not right now. Some are politically wrong. But Fawlty Towers, you know, Manuel from Barcelona getting a slap around
Fawlty
the back
Towers
there.
Was unreal.
Yeah,
my dad would be laughing hysterically at that.
It's comedy. Yeah. I've not watched it.
What about Little Britain? Would that still be going?
I didn't
going?
Watch that either. No. But, Little you know, Britain. I don't know the meaning of it all. I don't know why everyone gets so upset.
Mm.
Humour has gone now.
Yeah, you feel for like creators who are trying to create shows and funny shows.
Some people say it's bullying when you have a go at someone, but
not
for me, it's affection. You have a laugh with someone.
Exactly, have a bit
it's
of fun.
It's affection. It's not bullying.
You just can't do anything
nowadays.
Don't get
me wrong, some people go over the top and they should be reprimanded, but majority of the time, people just try to be funny and having a laugh.
Exactly. But you're right, though. Like, even shows like Only Fools and Horses definitely wouldn't have been allowed to be like aired now, would it? They would have cancelled that. You can't say this. Dalboy, Rodney, you can't say that. It's pathetic.
I just think we live in a funny era, Gab, you know, and I'm glad I'm not grown up in it, to be honest. I've had my day. I've had brilliant decades of, you know, piss-taking and pranks and having a laugh with people. And getting in trouble.
Yes.
Nowadays, they want us all squeaky clean.
It's an absolute joke.
You've
got to be careful what you
and,
say.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Would you move to Australia if you could?
I'm too old. Yeah. Not now. My brother lives there. But if my kids were to ask me, Dad, can I go? I'd say, yeah, go.
Would you?
Yeah, this country's crap. It's gone now. I've said before, it's Britain now. It's not Great Britain, it's Britain.
Yeah. We're not in a good place, are we?
We're not in a good place, no.
No, we've got a lot
That's
of...
why I enjoy myself. Seriously. Yep, I'm very fortunate, right? I'm fortunate that I'm at that age now when I'm comfortable. So it doesn't bother me. It annoys me, but it doesn't bother
doesn't
me.
Doesn't bother
it
you.
It doesn't affect
much.
Me so much.
Yes.
But for youngsters now, trying to make a few quid and go on with it. For instance, right, in the office today.
Yes.
Our office today.
Yes.
How many management were in?
They never come
Two?
In, mate. Yeah,
Two?
They never come in. I counted...
it's an absolute load
I
of
counted
bollocks.
Manager Daisy and I counted Manager Emma.
Yeah.
That's all I counted today,
it's
mate.
It's an absolute load of bollocks. Barman Dave was in, but...
Manager Barman
but
Dave.
I don't know, he can't manage himself.
Manager so, Joe's on holiday again. Yeah, it's shocking.
But, but who allows that?
It's HR.
And no. I'll say it again, right? Here we are at London Bridge.
Yes.
And you look around, the little coffee shops... The little bars, the tea
no
shops,
working.
The cafes. There's no one in there because
all working
no
from
one's
home.
Working. And it's not fair. Yep. The government have encouraged people to invest.
Yes.
Have your own business. But they'll just, and then they say, right, 3 day week, don't come in Monday.
But
don't
you know
come
what it is, Al? It's the easy option. We become lazy as a country.
Where
we just want to stay
on.
At home.
We are lazy.
Wake up
we're
on a Monday
lazy as a
and
nation.
Just open a laptop and work from home.
Yeah, we're lazy as a nation, mate.
Isn't it lazy? Wake up and work from home. Yeah. We're not happy with people working from home.
I'll tell you as well, as you're about to find out when you get this round in, that prices have gone up and up and they're going up more and more, right? So something's got to give, you know what I mean? Something's got to give.
Yes,
prices
I agree.
Are going to go up. People say wages are going up. Well,
wages don't go up compared to like prices of food, drink.
But why people get away with working from home on a Monday and a Friday is beyond me. Beyond me.
Yeah. Jude Bellingham Allen was pictured in a flared suit at the awards this week alongside sprinting legend Usain Bolt. When you were young, Allen, did you don the flares in the 70s?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Absolutely. Spanish flares. Yeah.
Stylish?
Yeah. When I was in America as well, the old silk shirt. Oh, yeah. Bit of night fever and all that.
Yeah. I think as well, Alan, Bellingham has found himself a girlfriend, apparently.
Really? 500 grand a week? I wonder how he's done that.
What advice would you give a 20-year-old Bellingham in his love life?
I don't think I need to give him any advice. I think
with his love life, what would you give him?
Oh, I can't tell him about love life, can I? I don't know. But Jude,
settle down or have a bit of fun.
He's gone to Real Madrid. That takes some Niagaras, that does, right?
A what?
Some Niagaras.
Oh.
And to go there to Real Madrid, and he is taking it like a pinch of salt. Brilliant.
Wearing Zidane's number as well. Big.
Is what?
Wearing Zidane's number.
Exactly. So the sky's the limit for the guy.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's been brilliant. Got the winner in the Clásico last week. Last 91st minute.
Yeah, did you win a bet on that?
No, I had 2-2 and scored. Made it 3-2. So, No, listen, he's been brilliant, and they love him. They absolutely love him.
Yeah, he's not leaving. He's not leaving Real Madrid.
But look, he's a good-looking boy. He's got the Euros. Sky's the limit.
Yeah,
so
pick
he's
who
gonna
he wants.
Have a nice girlfriend, isn't he?
Of course, yeah, he deserves it.
And he will get married, unlike you, Gabby.
He'll what, sorry?
He'll get married, unlike you.
You think so?
Yeah, he will, yeah.
I think marriage is overrated, I do.
Look, away you go.
I really do, man. Gabby, everyone's getting divorced. Sorry.
Yeah, is everyone?
But don't you think, though, everyone's getting divorced, though?
No. Not everyone. No.
You do find some relationships that, like, couples get bored, though, in marriages, and end up getting divorced.
Yeah, but we all get bored with certain things. You fight your way through it.
Fight?
You fight your way through it.
How can you fight boredom?
You can do.
What?
You make an effort.
In what way?
You wonder why you're having a fallout. You wonder why you're having an argument.
Yeah.
And you put it right.
So you fight for the marriage?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
I've nearly left about 8 times, but I think, no, stay.
But don't you think back in the day... Oh, I can't say back in the day, but back in the day...
Of course you can say back in the bloody day.
Thank you, Al. But back in the day, marriage was like for life. Was it an option to divorce? Was it even an option?
Yeah, but
now people divorce
a long
for easy.
Time ago.
But now people divorce for like with ease. Like it's not like...
Gabby,
do you know what I mean?
Look, why don't you get off your chest? What are you worried about?
I'm worried about
you've
being
got
hurt.
You've 7 kids, and you won't get that. You won't get married.
It's about being hurt, Al, and being divorced.
What do you mean hurt? You mean financially hurt?
No, hurt your heart.
Look, away you go, Gabby. You've had knocked back galore lately. So it's not about being hurt. You mean financially hurt?
No, not just that. I mean in general, being hurt.
Well, look around here, right? Have a look around this table.
Yeah.
One's about to get married.
One's not married. One's married. Are you married?
Fairly happy married. He would like to get happy. He would like to get married. An old chessboard over there. He doesn't know what he wants. Really?
Ollie, you married?
Well, I'd never have guessed that.
No. See, Ollie's not married. No. Maybe one day.
Really?
Yeah.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Alan, a wine merchant, enjoyed the London Marathon. He got a quicker time than Jack, 4 hours and 30 minutes, sipping vino after every mile he completed. Tom Gilby drank wine.
Sipping what? What was he sipping?
Vino.
Vino, yeah, no.
Tom Gilby drank 25 glasses as he finished in 4 hours and 41 minutes. Would you have indulged in a few more marathons if you could stop off for a bit of vino?
No, I've only ran one half marathon. I was a speedster.
What was your time?
1:32.
So you do it under 4 hours and 30 minutes when you've done the marathon. Yeah.
Easy.
That's quite slow, I thought. You can't walk. You've got to run.
No, definitely. You can't walk. You know, you see deep sea divers and all that. Take 3 days to finish. What's the point? Honestly. What is the point? But this guy, it's dangerous what he's done. Yeah. I would suggest he didn't have glasses of wine. He'd sips of wine.
Yeah, little sips, yeah.
Yeah. I understand why he's doing it. It's a gimmick. But he's also making a lot of money for charity.
Okay.
So good luck to him.
Yeah,
by the way, you know the hardest geezer?
Yes.
Who ran from South Africa to North? Michelle, my daughter, beat him as well.
Your daughter?
She beat Chris Evans.
Which daughter was that?
Oldest one.
Michelle?
Oldest one, yeah.
The favourite?
Not favourite. No.
Oh,
I don't have favourites, Gab. I don't have favourites.
That's the best way to be, Alan.
The moose. 3 days, 40 minutes. The moose. They've just done it once.
Not a chance.
But I don't like. Listen, I understand people trying and raising money, but a marathon's about running, not walking.
Yeah, you have to walk. You have to make sure you run around. I agree. Walking.
But look, it's charity. Yes. And the more we can make for charity is great news. So,
I agree, mate. Totally agree.
It's great, and the more we can do, the more the better, because so many people need it.
Yeah,
now.
Unfortunately.
They really do. And it's going to get worse as well.
What's your plans for the rest of the day?
Plans, I've got a lunch coming up.
Where are we going?
With a very good friend. No, I have got a lunch, Gabby. You're not listening. I'm looking
forward
to it.
Shall we head up there? Shall we? Hu Tong, I'll head up there.
Well, you
table
can do
opposite
it. I'll wave to you. I'll wave to you from the VIP table, Gab. Don't worry about that.
You deserve it.
I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. He's a nice guy. Eamon, his name is. And his daughter, who's going to come do a bit of work for us.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, in between uni and stuff like that. So we'll sort that out today. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely. Who's arranging that?
I've tried to put her off, but she says, no, I want to do it.
All the best to whoever's arranging it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe she can get on the phone and get a few decent guests in.
Yes, yeah.
Because we're struggling with that at the moment.
We need more managers as well.
Harry.
More managers that come in.
More managers.
If she can come in.
Just work on a Monday and a Friday. Right, that was the... Where are you going today? Are you going home?
Mate, I'm working tomorrow with you.
Oh, not again.
I'm coming to Hu Tong tonight.
That was the debrief with myself, Alan Brazil, and Gabby Bonlow. You can listen to all the previous episodes on the TalkSport app or wherever you normally get your podcast from. I'm on TalkSport Breakfast from 6 a.m. every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Have a great weekend. See you next week.
Small details are big surfaces. tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.